ਤੁਸੀਂ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੋ। ਹੋਰ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀਆਂ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰੋ sbs.com.au/punjabi ਉੱਤੇ।
SBS ਆਡੀਓ ਐਪ ਜਾਂ ਵੈਬਸਾਈਟ ਤੇ ਪਿਛਲੇ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਵੇਲੇ ਸੁਣੋ। ਇਹ ਹੈ SBS ਸਾਊਥ ਏਸ਼ੀਅਨ ਉੱਤੇ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ।
Welcome back, SBS Punjabi listeners. I'm Jasmeet Kaur from Sydney, and you're listening to another podcast featuring another guest with a special story. And today's guest will be cycling us through all his many achievements, so stay tuned. The Sikh Excellence Award finalists have been announced, and we'll be speaking to one of them today. The Sikh Excellence Awards recognize the effort and contribution of various individuals who have excelled as role models in society. Among the 8 award categories is one for the Young Australian Sikh of the Year, which brings me to one of the finalists who's a successful cyclist. He's won many gold medals in the ACT and New South Wales Championships and is the only Sikh cyclist to be at this level in Australia. But his list of achievements doesn't stop there. At 21, he's founded the Ride for Unity event and also mentors young cyclists. Let's hear more from the man himself, Devraj Singh Garewal. Devraj, welcome to SBS Punjabi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for taking your time out for us as well. Devraj, you've had an impressive cycling career so far. And I'd like to start by asking, what initially drew you to cycling?
Just seeing the amount of effort it takes to be at the top level of the sport, you're spending hours on the bike and being in the gym, like it's a full improvement of yourself as a whole, which really attracted me compared to other sports.
And surely there's been many challenges along the way as well in your journey. So what's kept you motivated throughout it all?
Yeah, well, there have been a few challenges, being a kind of the only brown guy in the bunch when it comes to national level racing. Or recently I was in Belgium, you definitely don't see a lot of brown guys in the bunch, so it was a little bit of a challenge. But I always had a really good community around me and support from the Sikh community in all of my efforts, and I took the sport to my religious views in a way through the Ride for Unity as well.
And what keeps you motivated to, do this every day? It's quite a commitment, committing to a sport. What keeps you motivated from within?
It's definitely the representation that I give to the sport from my community. Like, I'm representing the whole Sikh community, and that drives me to be a better rider in a lot of respects.
Mm-hmm. And well, being this motivated has resulted in the very impressive list of achievements you have. And among this list, as you were just mentioning, is being the only Sikh cyclist at your level in Australia. How does this feel? How do you feel about representing your community on such a platform?
Well, it's definitely an honour. I have a lot of things that I've learned through my religion, and I bring that to the bunch, and it's a lot of respect that I bring to the bunch as well, and a lot of values that a lot of my teammates have been able to learn from me.
And it's amazing to see you achieving all of this and going out there, putting yourself out there. But what does Sikhi mean to you, Devraj?
Sikhi means a lot to me, but in the literal sense, exactly what it translates to being a Sikh is to be a learner. You're learning for your whole life, and I feel like I've shown that throughout my own life. I've been learning since the day I was born.
We've seen you put some of the Sikhi principles in action through the community work you're doing as well. Tell us a little bit more about the Ride for Unity event you founded, and what inspired you to start it?
Yeah, so I started the Ride for Unity when I was 12 in year 6 in primary school. That was back in 2018. It was during the time that there was a lot of information on the news about the ISIS attacks, being a young kid in school, a lot of my friends, Indian friends or Muslim friends in general, they were getting a lot of discrimination against them. Like the other kids who don't know any better would, young kids are terrible when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to show the whole community that regardless of what's going on the other side of the world, we're all, you know, providing a united front, which is kind of the benefit of being in Australia, is that we all are at such a good level of the quality between cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And being in Canberra at the time when I started it, all the religious temples were in a good distance from each other, that you could actually just ride to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I organised with all the leaders of those organisations. We started at the Mundar in South Canberra, and rode to the Gurdwara, the Mundar, and a few of the churches as well. So that and we did a prayer at all of those temples, and kind of we reflected on what it means to be in a community that's so supportive of each other.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And how did that make you feel, going on this ride with all these diverse individuals with you? How did it feel?
Oh, it was excellent. I mean, I did it with my dad, and my dad has always been, he's always been a big part of my development as a Sikh. He always supported the idea of creating something that would show unity between religions, and it's supported by the Sikh values. So I thought, I felt that I was doing the whole community a seva, as the son.
How influential, you were just mentioning your relationship with your dad and learning about Sikhism and Punjabi culture, how impactful has learning about Sikhi, learning about our culture, been to you on your journey?
It's been very important to me. I've done a lot of international travelling for the sport, and it's been something that's stayed with me the whole time. Yeah, and then with Sikhism as well, there's also a lot of gurdwaras around the world that you can visit, and everyone there, the communities there, they have the same values, and it's, you can always feel at home when you're in a completely different country with completely different people. So that was something that I loved about it.
Dev Raj, you also mentor young cyclists as well. What advice do you usually give them, and what do you find the most rewarding about mentoring?
Well, the advice I usually give them comes down more to the mental impacts of the sport, because there is a lot of thought and a lot of anxiety that goes into the whole idea of limiting what you eat, and in order to reduce your weight, because as you can probably assume, if you're climbing a hill, on the bike, the lighter you are, the faster you'll go. So my advice usually extends to telling them, it's not everything to be lighter, and it's not everything to get the results on a mountaintop finish. You also have to, respect your body, because your body is your temple.
Mm-hmm.
The people that I give advice to, when they do well, it's why I feel like that mentorship that I've given is really giving them more happiness in the long run, which I've experienced myself with myself.
Mm-hmm. It surely sounds like you have quite a bit going on. You're pursuing a double degree while working part-time and maintaining your passion for cycling as well as mentoring. How do you manage to balance all of this? I'm sure there's quite a lot going on physically, mentally, emotionally. How do you balance all of it?
Well, just good time management is the main thing, being well planned out for the week, and kind of ensuring that you're on top of all these due dates when it comes to the studies, but then also when it comes to the sport, just ensuring that you're still trained up enough.
Do you do anything else to take care of your mental health, or making sure you don't burn out, anything like that?
Yeah, nightly prayer is a common thing for me, but then also reading when I can, when I've got a bit of time, and spending time with family, that's important for me as well.
It's definitely a hard balancing act, and it's great to see you thriving through it. What are your plans for the future, both in cycling and in your engineering and IT career?
Yeah, so cycling at the moment, it's slowed down just a little bit because I had a pretty bad accident while I was overseas. So that has allowed me to do better in my studies positively. So I plan to finish the studies, and I've applied for a pathway into defence once I finish my degree. So once that goes through, that'll set me up for next year.
Well, I hope you're recovering well after that accident, and wishing you all the best for your future endeavours as well. Just before we wrap up this interview, I just wanted to ask you if you'd like to share any message to the youth listening to you or the wider Punjabi community that is listening to you. What would your message to them be?
Every Sikh is on their own journey. So when I was more focused on the sport, I did feel a little bit bad because, I couldn't focus on Sikhi as much as I could when I was younger. But it's all part of the Guruji's plan. And, if you can't focus on it completely, that's also part of the plan. So, and then when you've got time to focus on it, then focus on it.
Been lovely speaking with you and hearing all about your story. Congratulations for all your achievements and all the best for your nomination as well as your future goals. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks,
Justin. SBS audio app jaan website te pichle program nu kise vi vele suno. Eh hai SBS South Asian utte SBS Punjabi.
Facebook utte SBS Punjabi nu like karo, sanja karo ate apne vichar vi pratao.